Is Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition worth it in 2026? App replayability and real cost. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Buy Mansions of Madness if the group wants app-guided narrative horror, tactile exploration, and long scenario nights. Skip it if an app at the table, setup heavy tile sorting, or limited surprise after repeat plays is a deal-breaker. Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The host tests the app, sorts tiles, chooses a short case, and gives one investigator to each player before darkness becomes unreadability. The cabinet's test is whether a tablet becomes the keeper behind the screen, while physical rooms and figures make every forbidden door feel expensive to open. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition should you buy? Buy Mansions of Madness if the group wants app-guided narrative horror, tactile exploration, and long scenario nights. Skip it if an app at the table, setup heavy tile sorting, or limited surprise after repeat plays is a deal-breaker. The first table job is simple. The host tests the app, sorts tiles, chooses a short case, and gives one investigator to each player before darkness becomes unreadability. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. A compatible device and app support are essential. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition actually feel like? Physical miniatures and tiles make the space tangible, while the app preserves hidden information and event timing. Use the shortest recommended beginner scenario and stop pretending a midnight start is atmospheric planning. Replay value grows through different investigators, choices, outcomes, and expansions, but story memory still matters. The lasting hook is that a tablet becomes the keeper behind the screen, while physical rooms and figures make every forbidden door feel expensive to open. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: pre-sort tiles numerically, update and test the app, charge the device, and choose a scenario before guests arrive. Teaching plan: use a visible screen or cast it without exposing hidden UI, and appoint one app operator who still participates in decisions. Before cleanup, photograph complete base box, app device, tile organizer, investigators, monsters, cards, dice, clues, and a real table footprint. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Arkham Horror LCG offers deeper deck construction. Mansions offers a more immediate shared room and miniatures spectacle. The strongest Board Game Geek and forum comparisons keep returning to app dependence, scenario count, replay, setup, duration, miniatures, storage, expansion cost, and atmosphere per hour. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read The Matrix as a table fit tool for Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Mansions of Madness, 2nd Edition, the app-driven horror foundation. Add next Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham, a large Arkham City expansion. Only if Mansions of Madness, Path of the Serpent, Jungle Ruins, and exploration-heavy scenarios. Stop Mansions of Madness, horrific journeys, travel horror scenarios, and investigators. The stopping rule matters. Scenario length can exceed estimates. Miniature quantity and shelf volume do not equal scenario variety. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition, edition, language, seller included contents and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path, and what does each product change? Mansions of Madness, 2nd Edition, the app-driven horror foundation. This is the first complete experience in this guide. A compatible device and app support are essential. Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham, a large Arkham City expansion. Add it only after the table can explain why a large Arkham City expansion is the missing job. Scenario length can exceed estimates. Mansions of Madness, Path of the Serpent, jungle ruins and exploration-heavy scenarios. Add it only after the table can explain why jungle ruins and exploration-heavy scenarios is the missing job. Miniature quantity and shelf volume do not equal scenario variety. Mansions of Madness, horrific journeys, travel horror scenarios and investigators. Add it only after the table can explain why travel horror scenarios and investigators is the missing job. Miniature quantity and shelf volume do not equal scenario variety. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection. Foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size, so edition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name dependency and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy buyer, price the whole night. App device, table, storage, and time are part of the cost. Beginner, investigate selectively. Not every token deserves two actions. Regular, build a balanced team. Movement, lore, influence, and combat all matter. Expert, control doom tempo. Progress the objective before the mythos loop closes. Debrief the app prompt that made everyone lean toward the screen. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about app dependence, scenario count, replay, setup, duration, miniatures, storage, expansion cost, and atmosphere per hour. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play. Session 1, learn the loop. Use the shortest recommended beginner scenario and stop pretending a midnight start is atmospheric planning. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt a decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the investigate selectively habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply build a balanced team, and debrief the app prompt that made everyone lean toward the screen. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason a tablet becomes the keeper behind the screen, while physical rooms and figures make every forbidden door feel expensive to open. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return, wait, or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, use a visible screen or cast it without exposing hidden UI, and appoint one app operator who still participates in decisions. Solo, supported by controlling multiple investigators, 2 is a manageable solo start. The invisible budget is a charged device, large sorted collection, multi-hour sessions, app continuity, narrative memory, and a group that values atmosphere over perfect information. That workload predicts whether Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. A compatible device and app support are essential. Scenario length can exceed estimates. miniature quantity and shelf volume do not equal scenario variety. For Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes a tablet becomes the keeper behind the screen, while physical rooms and figures make every forbidden door feel expensive to open is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. The app does not play the game for you. Replayability is not the same as procedural infinity. More investigators cannot fix poor scenario tempo. This Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewix Publishing Audit Rechecks Direct Amazon Identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewix Shelf Plan for Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition, it remains a distinctive premium cooperative experience. The value comes from atmosphere and scenario discovery, not from an infinite tactical sandbox. Before adding Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham, explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes a tablet becomes the keeper behind the screen, while physical rooms and figures make every forbidden door feel expensive to open. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options, Mansions of Madness, 2nd edition on Amazon, Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham on Amazon, Mansions of Madness, Path of the Serpent on Amazon, Mansions of Madness, Horrific Journeys on Amazon, Final Verdict. It remains a distinctive premium cooperative experience. The value comes from atmosphere and scenario discovery, not from an infinite tactical sandbox. Frequently asked questions: is the app free? The companion app is free, but a supported device is required. Can scenarios be replayed? Yes, with variable elements and choices, though major story knowledge remains. How long does a game take? Scenario estimates vary, include setup and rules time. Is one box enough? Yes, for deciding whether the format deserves expansion. What is the safest first purchase for Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition? The app-driven horror foundation. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Mansions of Madness 2nd Edition guide at once? Number the sequence is a stopperware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.